Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Happy Here, 10 stories from Black British authors, written by Alexandra Shepherd, Joseph Coelho, Teresa Lola, Kareen Getton, E.L. Norrie, Claire Wiese, Dean Atta, Jasmine Richards, Yomi Sade, and Patrice Lawrence, with an introduction written by Shana Jackson, read by Nicole Davis and Theo Solomon.
Izzy Ferguson held on tight to her dad's hand. She was the only girl in year six who still did that. But as the tube whistled through the dark and pulled to a screeching halt at the end of the tunnel, the other passengers rushed to the narrow doors at the same time. If Izzy didn't hold his hand, they'd get separated and she'd be lost forever, rattling around the station with nothing but rats for company. Probably. Pops looked down at her and smiled. "Don't worry, Izzy. Just a short walk and we're there." "Then you get to go back home," she thought. "Traitor." They crept up the escalator and made their way out of the tube station. Everything bleeped and swished. All the people looked straight ahead or down at their phones. No one stared at Pops. In the town they lived in, Pops got a lot of stares because of his dark brown skin and waist-length locks. Izzy and her big bro Dev sometimes got the stares too when they were out with Mum. She's white and they're brown, and for some reason, certain people can't get their head around that. They stare at them like they are a maths equation they're struggling to solve. Izzy zipped up her winter coat. After the dozy warmth of the tube, the late October chill hit even harder. The high street was heaving with people, even on a Wednesday afternoon. Large shops with shiny window displays jostled beside market stalls selling incense sticks, shiny jewellery, and the type of fruit Izzy only ever saw in the exotic section of the supermarket. She spotted a crate of wrinkled orange mangoes, her favourite, and the fragrance was intoxicating. It mingled with the traffic fumes and the smell of barbecue lingering in the air. All the different people, sounds and smells left Izzy feeling too overwhelmed to be anxious about the 2 days that lay ahead. "I'm so jealous of you, Iz," Pop said, steering them through the crowd with ease. Izzy held on tight to his hand. "I'd love to spend a few days in Brixton with Auntie V. She's the coolest." There it was. Pops's reminder about where they were headed brought Izzy firmly back to earth. For the first time in her life, all 10 years and 7 months of it, Izzy was spending 2 nights without her parents or big brother Dev. She wasn't pleased about it.